Welcome, strangers, to the show. That's the start of that song. I'm pretty sure it is. It's probably not a bad way to get back onto the air on the Breakfast Club on a Friday morning after Johnny Bowden's news.
That song's on the Young Einstein soundtrack.
Who sings it?
Oh,
Paul Kelly?
I think it might be.
Bit of Paul Kelly action, you're right.
Oh, I've got too. One!
Quinny, shut up, and I haven't welcomed you yet. Nicholas, good morning.
That's the first time I've ever got one of these questions right. Give my excitement.
Great day. It's a big day for you and a big day for the tab. And a big day for one of our very special friends who we're going to be joined by a little bit later on.
Tick to all those things.
Tick to all those things. And you've come in with gifts, which has really, really made some excitement around here for the first time in a long time.
Tell you what, I'm feeling up and about now.
Why are you up and about, Adam?
Well, because Nick Quinn has brought in a variety of bakery treats from our friend the baker.
Down at the SMS Baker.
Yep, down at Waller's Bakery. Not the first time he's done that. But, gee, they're high quality.
Absolute
the Danish
group one.
Is particularly.
The little jam donut's not bad either, just by the way.
The coffee scrolls, like we've got. It's not really breakfast fare, to be honest. But
a little croissant in there too.
Oh god! So you won't hear much from me after now, but just Waller's Bakery, corner of Bluff Road and High Road. That's where you got to go.
That's where you go. Go and say good day to Blair. Tell him you're a listener of the program. I'm sure he'll give you some love, Quinny. Did you tap and go, or did you give him cash?
Well, he refused the cash, but I said, no, I'm tapping and going, and I've just seen what he's charged me, and he might as well have given it to me for free. So he's massively undercharged. I think we need an outside broadcast done at the shop, although we might lose Whitey for a while.
Now, I reckon I might know why he's been able to do that today, so we'll talk about that shortly. Scotty Gallen's joined us as well for the Friday Form ahead of Guinea's Day. Good morning, Scotland.
Hello, Daniel. Yeah, it's very up and about, this environment.
Did you go to the Nutella situation or just old school cinnamon?
No, I went with the initial ham cheese croissant, which is very good.
Where are they?
Where are they? Yeah,
they're gone.
I missed them. Yeah.
No, they were early. Yeah. And then the traditional...
That's when you're on air.
Cinnamon donut just went traditional.
Right.
So good fare at 7 a.m.
Magnificent.
For my program that we're all on, obviously.
Everyone's on the regime at the moment. Don't worry about that. Now, the reason I reckon Blair from Waller's Bakery has been able to do that and just give you the tap-and-go sort of $0, 1 cent type situation is because Dino last week got the quaddy not once. He got it twice. It was a dead heat, and he picked both of them. That's how good he is as part of his numbers. He got the quaddy twice. The world's greatest form analyst is back again on a Friday morning for Guinea's Day tomorrow. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
We might have to get MN.
Oh, I'm very flat, I've got to say.
What would you go first, Dino?
Oh, I'd be the ham and cheese croissant. Absolutely. Yeah,
clearly others did go first with that. Yeah. There's no more left.
There was something good about it. We had a good touch.
We've missed that. Somehow we missed that, Whitey. That's what happens when you drag
the
out the news.
Box.
Yeah. That's what happens when you drag out the news.
It was the quickest you got to the news ever as well.
Right. Thank you, Blair. You've got the team up and about, and we need to be up and about because it's a huge day of racing tomorrow at headquarters. What we do on the Friday form for those first-time players, great to have you with us, is have a look at the quaddy legs, the big meeting on the Saturday, the Metropolitan meeting normally, and maybe some other roughies as well, a little bit of a Rama roughie and some formula bit action for Dino to get us through a big day of racing. Of course, you can hear it all on the Autumn Ticket. Download the app, listen on digital radio, and you'll get exclusive Flemington coverage from the best team in the business, including the world's greatest form analyst in Dino. So let's kick it off tomorrow, Dino, with the Blamey Stakes, the Daily Blamey Stakes over the mile, and we've got some very well-exposed form and horses that we know pretty well through the journey here. And down the bottom, speaking of journey, Mystic Journey's running, but not the favourite, because Buffalo River for Mike Moroney with Jamie Carr on the saddle is the favourite at tab.com.au and a strong favourite, Dino.
Yeah, he is, and he ran well first up, and he's very well weighted in this race, and he looks the likely leader, and I think a really good winning chance. But I think Best of Days is a good winning chance also. He's back to form last start. He's winner of the Cantala Mile here a couple of years ago. I just think he's going well and a good winning chance again ahead of Buffalo River. No real knock on him. He's going very nicely. That first up run was good. Star of the Seas down from Sydney for Chris Waller. Drops a little bit in weight on that first up run. Just does need another win on the board. He runs a lot of good races without winning out a turn. And 50 Stars, who's won this race the past 2 years, he's second up. That's, you know, usually when he starts to hit his straps, and the Australian Cup next week's probably the better race for him. But as I said, he's won this the past 2 years, so I'm giving him a chance. I thought his first up run was okay in Sydney. So they're the four main chances for me.
All right. What about the punters? What are they saying, Quinny?
The money has come for Buffalo River. Has been well backed here, and even specced for the All Star Mile at $51. Where if you do win that race, you get the golden ticket into the All Star Mile. But after opening a $5 joint favourite on Monday, Buffalo River a $2.70 market leader. Best of Days 5, then we've got Star of the Seas 5.50 with Mystic Journey, 50 Stars 7.50, Irish Flame 21. Dino, no Mystic Journey. Personally, I can clearly see why on the back of those two defeats in Tassie. What would she need to do to potentially be entertained going forward tomorrow?
I think she's just probably that one run behind. You know, I think this run will bring her on, and yeah, whatever she does after tomorrow, if she won tomorrow, I think it'd be an absolute bonus, and it would certainly be great for her to hit that form again. She's back to Flemington, where she does race very well. She's got a lot in her favour in that regard, but I just think maybe this run will be, see her come to her peak.
We know that these mares can lose form very quickly, and when they do, it's sometimes hard to get it back again. Are you confident that will be the case, and it's simply a case of needing more fitness and more ground as opposed to concern with those two Tassie defeats?
Oh, I wasn't that wrapped in her last run, to be honest, but I think you know, the fact that they're pressing on, you know, Adam Trinder knows his mare well, so I'm sort of backing him in that she'll run a competitive race tomorrow. As I said, I'm not tipping her as a winning chance, but I think as long as she runs well, they'll press on.
Dino, what about our old favourite, Vacillator? Can it run the 1600? Loves Flemington, as we know, and big odds, winning at odds.
Yeah, he's got the good draw, which helps him because he can tend to over-race. Probably Buffalo River rolling along at a reasonable speed, which does help him. So, yeah, he could sort of just be, you know, behind them there doing very little work and poke through and get into a placing. I don't have him as a winner, Scotty, but yeah, I could see why you could, you know, maybe have a little something to place on him.
Right, nice sneaky work there from you, Scotty. A little outside action there.
Yeah, Adam White's left the commentary area. Yeah.
He's long gone. Long, long gone.
Sugar coma.
Well, he's trying to get himself in one at the moment, don't know. He's doing everything
if
he can.
Anyone wondered, it took about 38 seconds.
Let's have a look at the numbers. Rammer's job here in the Friday form is basically just to listen to Dino and take down numbers. How'd you go that time, Rammer?
5-11-7-1.
5-11-7-1 are your numbers for the Blamey Stakes, the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg is the feature event on the card, the Group 1 Kennedy Australian Guineas over the mile again, and we've got a cracking field as well. Again, it's pretty well exposed form. Horses we know, Dino, which is good for business in this time of year. And Tagaloa for the Busset and Young Yard, with Luke Curry in the saddle, is favourite from Barrier 10 at tab.com.au.
He is, Daniel, and he comes off a very good win in the CS Hayes Stakes. The lead-up races have basically been the CS Hayes Stakes and the Autumn Stakes the week before, won by Poland, and then you've got the blend of Ole Kirk coming off last week's Futurity. But I think the CS Hayes Stakes will be the race. And Tagaloa, I thought it was a brilliant ride from Barrier 1, kicked up, made the leader work, then came to his outside and kept the horse rolling. He'll be able to do that again tomorrow on Tagaloa. He's got to run a strong 1600, which I think he will. I thought there was one in the same race that had to go a long way back from a wide draw, didn't sort of get the clearest of runs and then hit the line well, and that's Dom de Chute, number 5, a horse from Perth. We've seen him Group 1 performed up to 1800, so the extra distance is no problem. He's come up with a good draw for William Pike, and gee, I think he's good odds. I think he's got a great winning chance. Tagaloa can certainly win. No knock on him. Cherry Tortoni's going to be back. He'll need it to be a run-on race, but every possibility it will be, and he can run well. Ole Kirk, I sort of don't know what to make of last week's run. It was poor on face value, but he was down on the inside where he didn't want to be, and he didn't get a lot of galloping room. He could improve sharply. And the one out of the Autumn Stakes I'm putting in is Jet Propulsion. I thought that he didn't really get around Caulfield that well, I thought, and I think the bigger track will suit, and he's just going to be in a great spot to sort of give himself every chance of winning. Whether he's good enough, we'll find out tomorrow, but his form ties in with a horse called Maunga, who ran very well in that CSA Stakes, so I think you can make a little case for him, but I'm going with Dom de Chute at each way odds.
Right, Dom de Chute each way, what sort of each ways?
Currently a $12 chance.
Oh, that's more than each way.
Tagaloa heads the market at $3.90. Then we have Zoo Dance at $5, Azar $7, Ole Kirk $7.50, Cherry Tortoni $11, and Jet Propulsion a $26 chance. Dino, you've left some at the pointy end of the betting out of the quaddie. including Zoo Dancer, who just keeps on winning, and also Azar, who's done the polar opposite and ran second his last four starts.
Yeah, and he'll run well again tomorrow, but quaddies are about winning, and he could certainly run a place, Azar, as he does. I think 1600s as far as he wants, but the good draw is certainly beneficial. And Zoo Dancer was just outstanding winning last start. She came off a short break, put in a massive peak run. To be able to do that again will be the challenge for her, but she's obviously an improving filly, but got to risk something, and she's the one I'm risking.
I'm just looking through the field, Scotty, and I don't notice any Rosemont stud horses, Anthony Mithen horses. Have you got anything to follow?
No, I've got a... Oh, no, there is one.
Oh, is there?
Number 13 in the last.
Oh, no, they've got a share in Jet Propulsion in the Guineas.
Oh, no, they're not wearing the colours.
No, not the colours.
I haven't got the text yet. But, Dean, I was taken with Poland. I think I had it in the quaddie. That's why I was so taken with it when it won first up at $12.
Yeah, it was a good win. It was a hard-run race. I don't think that'll be quite good enough to win this race. And having said that, I've got Jet Propulsion in the numbers. I just think he's the one that might improve the most. But Poland's going to get a great run from the draw. And as I said, can't put them all in. But he's an improving horse. I'm just sort of looking at... He was probably at the end of his preparation when he ran in the Corfu Guineas, but he was still a bit off the pace.
And have you seen today's Herald Sun by any chance?
He reached over, Dino, and pushed me out of the way.
Well, last week I said it's good that Dino's followed me in with Portland Sky, and we had to settle for the dead heat, but that's okay, Dino, it's good.
In the Herald Sun, there's a under the heading Sneaky Chance, Dino, he's copied you in.
Sneaky chance. Where's that?
Down the bottom of the front page of the form guide.
We're going to play that.
We're going to play that game.
The listeners at RSN would know that last Sunday week on Correct Weight, I said Dom Deschute was the chance for the Guineas. So.
Don't get up on my man Dino Quiddy.
He's too quick for you, Quiddy.
Basically, that's the very nice Dean Lester version, because he's the world's nicest man, of saying, go and get stuffed.
He needed a little clip after the Portland Sky gag last week. But
that's the equivalent.
Did you think we got that photo, Dino? We got nose.
No,
out.
I thought it got beat.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't worry because we
won
twice.
We had both.
We had both. It was the best result ever. Everyone was a winner yet last week on the quaddie. We got it twice. It's amazing sense. Righto. What are we doing there? Have we done the numbers yet? No, we haven't. Now, and by the way, Scotty, are you okay? Are you feeling all right? Is that donut sort of good?
I know, two freckles. I know
you
where you're coming.
You picked the freckler twice.
It's a new season.
What's happened?
I'm looking at the next race. I hope he's not riding that. No, I won't be touching that.
Righto. Ramo, what are the numbers, please, for the Kennedy Australian Guineas, the feature event of the card, second leg of the quaddy tomorrow?
5, 2, 4, 1, and 12.
5, 2, 4, 1, and 12. We'll play the third leg, and then we'll have a bit of a break after that. The English Dash of the 1100 metres is race number 8 on the card, and a full field 15 going around. Dino, and we look at number 3, who's had 3 wins in a row in this campaign for Dave Pfeiffer. Kieran McAvoy in the saddle, rocketing by out of the inside gate, is favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, this is as hard a race as you'd see, Daniel. Form from everywhere coming for this English Dash, as they should. Great money on offer, $500,000 on offer. And I'm going to go with another Sydney, or a filly, in Joviality. She ran in the stakes race first up. I thought it was an even run without doing anything startling, but keep going back to the spring where she should have won here on Melbourne Cup Day and had form around Forbidden Love, which is a good form reference, and just thought she might be an improver here just down the outside to improve and run well, but without any confidence at all. Horse I've always had a bit of time for is the Bopper, trained by Chris Lees, and interested that he's got the blinkers on first time for this, and this would be a real sort of grand final assignment for him, running for the good money. And they've put the blinkers on down the straight here. Jamie Carter ride. Lord Olympus is a horse that's trialled up really well for Mark Newnham down from Sydney. A lot of Sydney flavour to my tips in this race. And Lord Olympus has got a good record. He's won 4 of 6. And as I said, he's trialled up well and got Damien Oliver to ride. 13 Celestine for the McAvoy Yard. Given a very easy trial recently, has got straight track form around Written Beauty, which is terrific form. Oh, yes. And can certainly run well. And the other one I'm putting in is LA Boom for Craig Williams. There you go, Scotty. Straight track winner on Melbourne Cup Day, fitter for the first up run, has got a chance. I've left the favourite out, but I could make a case for 9 or 10 of these. So I back your own judgment a bit. That I'm just putting a bit of framework around it.
Righto, so check your local guides effectively for this one, says Dino. Tough race, Quinny. Does the market reflect that?
Yeah, it's pretty open. Rocking by a 420 market leader. The Bopper a 550 second elect. The two firmers at longer odds, number 6, Bella Nipotina, who's been $10 into 7. And there's also been money around for number 13, Celestine, who's been $10 into 7. The chances certainly don't stop there. Just on leaving the favourite out, Dino, Rocketing Buyers, it's simply a case that you can't put them all in and you want to keep it relatively trim because the horse has won all three starts this campaign, or maybe have you not been as impressed with the times and data from those victories that the market might indicate?
It was pretty good last start, a really good turn of foot. Barrier one down the straight always worries me, goes up a couple of kilos for that win. I mean, he's in well and truly in the race, but as I said, I think at the odds, I'll just be taking him on a little bit. I think barrier one down the straight is always a bit of a negative for me.
Now, there's a horse here, Dino, that we were spruced 12 months ago, maybe. Larimer Street was going to win the Golden Slipper and Blue Diamond. We started betting, you know, how you have $10 each time you win, you know, creating this monster. Then it completely lost its way, Dino.
Yeah, and gelded. It paid the price for it. Yes, it's been gelded.
Have we seen any trials? I mean, seriously, it was a serious talent, we thought.
Yeah, look, he's a bit of a trial star, so I don't know if we've learned a lot. He's trialed well, and he won that stakes race at Moonee Valley last year. His form in the spring was lackluster. I actually just want to see him put it down on race day as much as anything, because, as I said, the trials aren't much of a guide with him because he's always, that's why there was such a spook on him.
Quinny, I've just had a look at some numbers here in the last couple of races. Are you concerned at all with your selections in the paper today? Dino's, your top tips in the last two races aren't even figuring in Dino's assessment.
That's a very good observation.
How do you know what his selection in the last race is?
Well, I don't know yet. I said last two races.
Yeah.
Oh, as in the
completely
two races
ignoring your
so
top tips.
The previous two we've discussed.
No, I'm feeling pretty good. Completely around the mark.
And in a shock, Daniel, they're both favourites.
That's not correct. That's just
Zoo
not
Dancer
correct.
Is short.
Zoo Dancer is not favourite.
Oh, it's $5.
So anyway. Someone said, is Zoo Dancer favourite? The answer is yes or no. How would you reply?
Is Larimer Street $34 still?
Yes, you're going to go take Dana? A slice of that?
Possibly. Continue on.
Right, Roma, we need the numbers for the third leg of the quaddie. The English Dash, as Dino said, worth $500,000 and good luck to all involved.
12, 2, 8, 13, 4.
12, 2, 8, 13, and 4. They are the numbers for race number 8, the third leg of the quaddy. So we're 3 down, 1 to go. The Ramaruffi's not too far away, the formula bet as well. Now, we are experiencing some technical difficulties, so the app isn't working at the moment. Oh, we have some internet connectivity challenges.
So how's
I can assure you that the technicians are frantic. In fact, I even think that our man Adam is out the back
trying to.
Nah. He's not getting hands dirty, but he's telling people what to do.
Well, his hands are sticky from all the sugar. So.
He's trying to see if the donut's the connection.
His hands are very sticky, and they're pointing to tell people what to do, because that's what he likes to do around here. He just tells people what to do. Three legs down, Friday 4, 24 past 7, back with more Dino and Quinny and Scotty Gallen after this. We love a Kia Sting around here. Vroom, that's how the engine goes. Can't get enough of it. Very exciting to have them on board the Friday form. The Ramaruffi's not too far away either. I think the Stinger might be involved there too, just by the way. And the Formula Bet around the corner. Are you singing the song down there, Dino?
Yeah, a bit of Adam Levine, Maroon 5.
We didn't do the birthdays.
I thought it was Adam Levine's birthday.
What's happened to our man at the back?
He's eating a donut.
The song right at the start. You thought we're just going to create a champion this
So
week.
let's tell some Adam Levine stories anyway while we're here, Dono, because of the technical issues we're having, we actually don't have access to any song libraries. So that's a problem for us. So Michael Bolton was going to have a birthday today.
He's a fair age.
He's going to play a nice song. So we'll play that while we're here. Well, let's have a bit of a go, because that's what we do normally. Michael Bolton's having a birthday. Born in New Haven, Connecticut on this day many moons ago. US singer-songwriter. Which one's your favourite one, Dino, just by the way?
Look, this is probably shaming myself. I've actually seen him in concert twice. So,
I knew you'd have a link to him.
But the peak of his powers when he used to fill out Rod Laver, the second time it was virtually with a Casio keyboard at Palais. He sort of slipped a bit.
That is quite the fall, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, he was packed out at Rod Laver and he had the orchestra and he had everything going on. But, yeah, there was a sad indictment on him at the Palais. That's my link to him. I like his version of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. Nice. Mm. 1988, he had his version of that remake of Dock of the Bay.
Yes.
Of course, how can we be lovers? And then
we can't be friends.
Well, that's true. So true. Said I loved you, but I lied. How am I supposed to live without you? That was the one that I sort of first came to prominence in my world with the big film clip with the big jacket and the big hair. So it looks sort of like a John Platton.
That was a cover, though.
Hair,
was that was a cover.
No, I know, but it was when I really first noticed it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you would have. Yeah. Yep.
He was very, very active in this in the area he was at that time.
Big hair.
Very long. Big hair. I want to ask you, Dino, how old is Michael Bolton today?
64.
64 for Bolts. Grandma, how old is Bolt?
I think he's late 60s. I'm going to go 69.
69. Quinny?
60.
60 for Quinny. Scotty Gullen?
66.
66. Whitey's back in. He's finished.
Hang on, he's got to swallow something.
We've got some tunes. Look at the Ferginator's got his phone up to the microphone. Which one's this one, Ferg?
Dock of the Bay.
Yeah, there it is.
Georgia.
Right, this is how we're going at the moment. we've got the phone playing through the microphone.
I'm going with 67.
67. Right, great to have Michael with us in the background. It is his 68th birthday today. So closest without going over is Adam White on 67. So well done to you, Whitey. He's made a late appearance.
Oh, gee, those Danishes, the pastry's just so soft. It's like velvet.
This is the happiest I've ever seen, Whitey.
Especially on a Friday. He's normally grumpy on a Friday.
Well, I am a bit grumpy this morning. So I just want to, and it's frustrating as well, and I know it frustrates the listeners, but we have got some digital technical issues this morning. So for those that are trying to listen on the app, you probably can't hear us because the app's not working at the moment.
So who are you talking to then?
The people that are listening on their clock radios or in their cars on the way to work. It is frustrating. We have had some issues a lot, but particularly at the moment, we've got issues in here. We've got issues everywhere. So our team are trying as hard as they can to work with people off-site to get it fixed. It annoys me. It's embarrassing, but we're hoping to get it fixed as quickly as possible. So I do apologise on behalf of the station as to what's happening this morning.
They'll be up
and
on the website.
For those on Twitter, I don't run the NBN.
We can't even get on Twitter to be able to send out an apology because we can't get on there.
We've done that on Twitter. Right. We've got mobile devices that can do that. Right. So the tips will be out on, we'll put them out on Twitter. You can. We'll get them to you. Just keep listening.
Go down to your local exchange.
Go down to your local exchange. Plug something into something. And
get a Telstra phone card and put that into whatever.
Not ideal, but there's not much we can do about it. So the people that are listening on the traditional analog service are having a hell of a time, and they will get the quality tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the people that work with us to get this. So it's out of our hands, but we're trying as hard as we can to get it fixed.
How aggressive has your finger pointing and been in the last half an hour?
I'm animated.
Was it hard pointing and holding a pastry at the same time?
So it had to be
had a donut in one hand and a pastry in the other, so there's a lot of nodding.
Right, so for those that can hear us, great to have you with us. And we've got one leg to go to the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington, so we might as well do that, because we're hot to trot at the minute. We're coming off two quaddies last week on the same day. It's quite remarkable. Race number 9 is the Furphy Ale Francis Tricity Stakes. 1,400 metres is the distance. $160,000 up for grabs. Is that the regulation sort of Saturday minimum these days, Dino? Is it 125 the regulation minimum?
Yeah, we usually have one race in the off-season worth a little bit less, the lesser grade race. But, yeah, it's 125 on a meeting like this.
So 160 for this one. Good value.
Oh, it's a stakes race, yeah.
That's true. That's Tricity. Is it Tricity or Tricity?
Francis Tricity Stakes, yeah.
Righto. Okay. Well, there's 15 going around. In fact, there's, 15 because we've got Scratching of Great Duchess, and then Love Sensation's already been scratched as an emergency. So just the 15 going around, we go to the middle of the field, and we see, surprise, surprise, an asterisk next to Nick Quinn's selection, Snap Dancer, who's favourite at tab.com.au.
I'm taking on another favourite here.
There it is.
Oh, no.
I like Graceful Glamour here. I think she's on her way to the All-Star Mile. I think she will roll along on the speed. I think she's the one that will bring Snap Dancer undone because she'll make it a high-pressure race, and I think she'll run very well. I think she'll take a lot of running down. Shayu, number 11, is a terrific talent. She's unbeaten fresh. unbeaten at the distance. I think the wide draw is absolutely perfect for her to be just charging home. Shout the Bar, Group 1 winner on two occasions, won the Empire Rose here at 1,600 metres. She looks to be going okay for a resumption. And number 10, Paul's Regret, who ran really well behind Probabil, and that's a great form reference. That's to run a strong 1,400, but she gets a great chance from the draw with Pike to ride. And the one I'm putting in at odds to consider is number 12, Has to Be Good. I think she's drawn a good gate, drops a bit in weight, and she'll just be following all the good chances into the race. But again, it's a very open race. I've reluctantly left out a horse called In Good Health, who I think can run a cheeky race, and Snap Dancer's got some hope, but it's a really tough finish.
Your on-top selection, Graceful Glamour, has been a little bit soft, Dano, 8 out to 9.50. What sort of quote do you have her, and would you take the price now, or do you think the drift might continue and she might sort of get out to silly odds?
Well, yeah, hard to know. I think she's about a $6 chance in an even race, and I think, it'll probably depend on how the day's panning out. If the leaders are holding their own, you know where she's going to be, making her own luck, and that's a good thing, and probably the same for Snap Dancer, but... Yeah, I'm suggesting that she might be a bit tough for Snap Dancer.
Now, we heard from Danny O'Brien throughout the course of the week at a Flemington event, and he steered anyone that would listen into number 14, Need New Friends, who's been a model of consistency, won at Sandown two starts ago, and second at Caulfield last start, to Silent Sovereign. Ricky Ponting in the ownership here, as is his wife. Do you give this horse a chance of being in the money, if not a winning chance?
She's very consistent. I think it's a tricky draw. And again, depending on how the track's playing, if they're winning off the rail and down the centre, well, she can probably sit three wide and won't be a disadvantage. But if the leaders are holding their own, I think she's just got a tricky draw to overcome.
And I'm not going to mention it, Daniel. Number four, Dino, fair to remember, great record at the track. Has won first up before? Class
yes.
Horse.
I just circle horses knowing which ones you're going to talk about, Scotty. I just knew that was going to be the horse you'd talk about.
Well, I thought you'd think Knowles was going to get a run, but yeah.
No, in the Gatecrasher colours. But no, she'll run well, a fair to remember, I think, building to something over a bit further. I think Shayu, they'll both be back in the field, and I think she's probably a better chance from back than a fair to remember at 1,400, but she'll run well.
So we're on the same wavelength, Daniel. Oh, that's important. Basically what we're telling the listeners.
That's important. The highlight is that Dino's selected five horses. And Nick's number one selection again has yet to figure.
Snap Dancer at $2.10 the place is a lovely way to end the day. And if she doesn't run a place, I'll put on a breakfast like this again next week.
Well, hang on, you haven't paid for this one. Yeah.
You'll present a free breakfast from someone.
The baker's been looking after you. You're going to claim that's your contribution to the morning.
I carried it in without dropping it.
Right, but we'll take you up in the offer just by the way, just in case. Rama, what are the numbers, please? The last leg of the quaddie.
2, 11, 1, 10. 12.
You know what's happened? My man, who's out there.
How did he get through, Daniel?
Well,
carrier pigeon?
He wrote a telegram. It's a telegram. Oh, okay. Someone just arrived.
I'm with you.
Said, I can't hear. I don't know what the numbers are. I know you're talking about it, but I can't hear. Can you please respond on the radio and send a telegram back? So we'll do both. Rama, what are the numbers, please, for the quaddie?
Race 6, 5, 11, 7, 1. Race 7, 5, 2, 4, 1, 12. Race 8, 12, 2, 8, 13, and 4. And finally, race 9, 2, 11, 1, 10, and 12.
All right. They are numbers for the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington on a Friday morning. Of course, you narrow the focus a bit more on a Saturday morning on RSN 927 and get the latest information there as well. But this gives you a chance to get in early doors. Dino, we're playing for someone for the formula bet this week. Who is it and what do you got for us, please?
Gary Riley of Gowan Bray. And for Gary, we're having $40 a win, race 5, number 10. And that is Muntasira. $40 a win, race 6, number 5, Best of Days. $40 on the all-up of the pair for Gary Riley of Gowan Bray.
All right, that is the formula bet. Race 5, number 10, and the race 6, number 5. What does that come to at tab.com.au, Quinny, please?
$5 by $5 equals $25 pre-multiplier.
Nice.
And the highlight here, Dino, it's not in Nick's top four selections, race 5, number 10.
It's exciting.
This is all working to
real
plan.
Lack of respect here.
No, well.
Four horses in a 12-horse field, you couldn't even find it. No, nothing? Just silence?
No, much more importantly.
$25.
A text from the baker.
Oh.
Oh.
Saying is he his best, and he owns a share in it.
Oh, he's giving us
a Wangaratta.
And the baker bakes. Let the baker bake.
Wangaratta.
Let the cobblers cobble. Let the bakers bake. What's going on here?
Race four, number two. Drop the mic.
When's that?
When's that?
Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow at Wang.
Righto. Wang tomorrow. What is it? Race four, number two.
Yes.
We'll put it out there because he's been so good to us today. Now, race four, number two tomorrow for the baker.
No markets up yet, though, so he's just looking at his own prawns.
Looks well placed, says Dino. That's good enough for me. 4-2 Wang. I'm just going to write that down.
Yep.
4-2 Wang. Righto. Okay, so that's the formula bet. Good luck if you're getting involved. $25 pre-multiplier is always good business. Now, Dino, you said before when you were going through the quaddie numbers that best of day, sorry, it was, which one was it? There was good value. Was it best of days?
Dom Deschute.
A Dom Deschute, yes. Dom, it was great value. Is that your Ramaruffi today? Oh, in fact, before we ever get to that, I need the stinger for the stinger.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. Fine-tuned for Australian conditions. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger today.
4.9 seconds ago. They love it at Kia. They can't get
you got barred from that.
You're getting better. He's getting better, I think.
I got barred the first time. I've done some work on it.
Yeah, it's much better.
I appreciate that, Dino. So, the Ramaruffi today, is it something we've spoken about or is it a little bit of juice in the tank still?
Well, Daniel, just for you, because I know you love a sixth race to talk about.
Yes!
Race four, number 12, Legionnaire. I think with a lightweight, the Group 1 winning T.O. Nugent to ride, I think this horse has trialled up well and will give a great sight. At good each-way odds, Nicholas, race four, number 12.
It's exactly right, and those good each-way odds currently at $12 the win and $3.50 the place.
Nice. That is good. This is good Ramaruffi territory for us, yeah. Adam.
Just in a sweet spot.
You look impressed by that.
Oh, always.
In fact, I don't think I've seen you move to your phone quicker.
On. Just on.
Very aggressive circumstance. Now, we've been joined in the studio. We're going to talk more to Quinny shortly and find out the latest markets in the world of sport. But by the great Trent Langscale, who has joined us in studio, Dino, because Trent, is today it or tomorrow night?
Good morning to you, half.
Good morning, Trent.
Tomorrow night, yes.
Tomorrow night, you hang up your tab badge for the last time after being an unbelievable member of that family for quite many years. It finishes tomorrow night at the Australian Cup at the Meadows.
It does, yes. It's been a great almost 18 years.
18 years.
Wow.
Yes, just through different varying areas of the business, starting off in service support and then speaking to people in outlets, trying to help them out with issues, and then went into the bookie side.
Can you help us out with our issues at the moment? Can you get out the back and start pointing some fingers with Whitey?
They then spent the time with Gary Davies and the bookies in the Melbourne office and was able to learn a lot from them, and then went up to Sydney for a couple of years in the bookmaking team, come back to Melbourne, and then when Adam Hamilton came on board and Quinny not long after, then become fully fledged in the media area, and it's been fantastic to speak to so many on here on RSN 927, lots of friends internally in the business, but also externally in the three racing codes and all the different sporting organisations. And I can only say that it's just a little bit bittersweet that finishing up tomorrow night, but it's looking for the next chapter. Lots of excitement, and I can only say thank you to everyone at RSN 927. That started with Steve Cairns, then it followed through to John Thwaites and different broadcasters, Michael Christian, Mick McGuan, part of the breakfast team, and Brian Mazzaletti at the time. And now we get to yourselves with Whitey, along with yourself, Michael Felgate, John Henry now, and all the producers and so forth. It's been fantastic, and going to miss Quinny. And
Were you really miss Quinny?
Really? Yeah. Well, I'll help to save him from some situations.
Oh, is that right? There we go. Oh, hang on.
So he's on his own now.
The voice of reason. He loves The Simpsons, how there's the angel and the devil.
The devil, yes.
Not sure who the devil is, but I just make sure that I just keep him on the straight and narrow. And as you can see, at times I have failed, whether it be inadvertent shoe polish, inadvertent spilling of beverages, maybe accidentally leaving the handbrake off when you're parking your car. So I've done my best, half, but no, it's been fantastic, the 18 years. Looking forward to, tomorrow as well, and then tomorrow night with the TAB Australian Cup and the Fanavale Superstars at the Meadows. And then Monday morning, I'll just wonder what exactly I'm doing, but looking forward to the next chapter. And I thank everyone that I've been in touch with. It's been a great journey. I don't want to be a stranger to the sport and racing codes. We'll just see what the next chapter brings.
Well, Trent, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for everything you've done for me personally and my family. You are the hardest working and most unselfish person I've ever met. So you always go above and beyond to help everyone, and I do mean that. The amount of times I've been doing something on TV and you've come in just to make sure it's going okay and offer your assistance and send me notes to make it look like I'm knowledgeable and know what I'm talking about. When it's my kid's birthday, you just automatically do all the radio so I can spend the morning with them. So it's devastating you're leaving, but I'm sure whoever is smart enough to hire you next in this world, they'll pay you $70,000 and get $700,000 worth of value out of you because you've just got such a great work ethic. So thank you and good luck.
Come on,
geez. It gets a bit more. You're going to get three or four jobs. That's the plan. It's like you, Huff.
Gee whiz.
You're cutting the wage a fair bit there.
Gee whiz. He's got a lifestyle, mate.
He has got a lifestyle.
Friends like you. Jeez.
Bloody hell. You're a big loss for us around here, Trent. You've been great for us, and certainly in my time at RSN 927, having you a part of our family has been magnificent. Because you not only do you give us the latest in the markets and some great observations, you sing great songs. I think Sir Mix-a-Lot's probably my favourite. Baby Got Back. I think that's the one that is my absolute favourite. But is there one that you've just been aching to break out into that you haven't had a chance that you just want to just go out with?
Oh, no, if there is a karaoke song and if there's enough people there that don't want their ears to bleed, Baby Got Back is the one. That's numero uno. There's a couple of songs out there now that I just steer away from just due to some of the people involved with circumstances with the constabulary. You just want to be careful of that. But Baby Got Back, that is the one, as weird as it sounds, 30 years ago.
Now, will there be more five timeses now that you've left the tap?
On the multiply.
Are you taking the list with you?
Yeah. The list stays with me along with all the Brownlow medal information and so forth. I'll just keep that in the back pocket. But hopefully, Rama, you will get there one day.
I've had
Greg Moles has enjoyed the thrill.
I've had two.
Yes.
One got scratched, though, but anyway.
Shall we get him to rattle off all the Norm Smith medalists before we leave to prove it's not a joke?
Is there a sing
or Norm Smith medalists?
Yeah, your call, Trent. Go out the way you want to go out.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, but you notice that butt is stuffed. Deep in the G she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, yeah. I want to get with you and take your picture. My mom tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
I'm not sure if I could say that last word.
Of course you can. You can do what you like. What are they going to do, sack you? You can do what you like. 18 years. Great.
Well done, mate. Dino's itching to get involved here. Yes, Dino.
No. That's just outstanding.
Brilliant stuff, Trent. Great to have you a part of our world, mate. Good luck, whatever is in store for you, I'm sure. Hopefully it's a bit more than Quinny gave you, but whatever the wage will be, it'll be well worth it, and you'll give him absolutely millions worth of service. Good on you, buddy. Go well.
Thank you, huh?
Now, before you go, one job to do. Give us the odds for the weekend, please. What's happening in the world of sport?
We'll go with feature games in the NBA today. The doubleheader on ESPN from 11 o'clock this morning, the Philadelphia 76ers. They're $1.50 entertaining the Dallas Mavericks at $2.60. Then at 1:30, the Milwaukee Bucks, $1.24 against the New Orleans Pelicans at $4.10. There's also a couple of games in the NBL Cup from 5 o'clock this afternoon at John Cain Arena. The Brisbane Bullets at $2.35. The Illawarra Hawks, $1.60. Then at 7:30, the Cairns Taipans, $2.20 against the Perth Wildcats, $1.67. Round 5 of AFLW starts this evening. A couple of winless sides at 7:10 start at GMHBA Stadium. Geelong at $2.85. Richmond $1.43. The important game, 7:10 tomorrow night in Launceston half, where Carlton $3.60.
Oh, ridiculous.
North Melbourne $1.29.
Wow.
Round 2 of Super Rugby, that begins tonight, a 7:45 start our time at Suncorp Stadium, where the Rebels are $4.50. The Reds at home, $1.20 favourites. And round 10 of the A-League, that commences this evening, just after 9 o'clock in Perth, where the Glory are $2.30 at home to Brisbane. But the big ones tomorrow night, 7:10 at Marvel Stadium. Melbourne Victory against Western United. Melbourne Victory, $2.70. The draw, $3.40. And Western United, $2.50. You can check out those markets and all the racing, whichever code you fancy, at your local TAB, respecting COVID-19 protocols, tab.com.au and the TAB app on your mobile.